The name Tommy Burns will always be remembered in Celtic history, but he wasn't the first Thomas Burns to play for the club. An earlier namesake lived a very unlucky life and met an extremely sad ending, one that tells a wider story of how violent football could be in its early days. In the 1880s and early 1890s, one name occasionally crops up in goal for Celtic, Burns. There seemed to be no information about him, although he did play for the Celts in at least one competitive match. Many of the usual sources about Celtic player history didn't give any details about Burns. However, my research suggests that his name was Thomas Burns, nicknamed Reddy. He was born in Glasgow in the mid-1860s, either 1865 or 1866. He was mainly a Celtic reserve goalkeeper, definitely playing in 1889 and 1890. However, Burns also made some first-team appearances, in friendlies and also the semi-final of the 1890 Glasgow North Eastern Cup. This saw him keep a clean sheet as Celtic beat Thistle 5-0. This tournament was the first one ever won by Celtic. Playing in their first season, 1888-89, the boys claimed the cup in May 1889, beating Cowlairs 6-1. Celtic retained this cup the following season too, with Burns playing his own small part in this achievement. As well as playing for the boys, he turned out for various other local teams in Glasgow, including Linthouse. It's also possible that he was the same T. Burns, goalkeeper, who played for Partick Thistle, although some evidence suggests there may have been two players with this name. In the second half of 1892, he moved to the northeast of England. It was here Burns would find some controversy, and a tragic ending too. He lived in Blyth, where he continued to work as a caulker in a shipyard, as well as playing for the local football team, Blyth. Burns seems to have been well received by his new team. He was praised for different performances. The Scottish referee said he was showing rare form for his club, and the Newcastle Daily Chronicle described fans as being much impressed with his worth. However, he faced a problem early in his career. Burns played one match when ineligible, and as a result, Blyth were later deducted 2 points, something local papers said hugely harmed their chances of winning the local league. As a coincidence, this was a fate that also befell Celtic in this era too. In the first ever Scottish League season in 1890-91, Celtic played James Bell, also a goalkeeper, before he was eligible. As a result, they were fined 4 points and finished well off the top of the table. In one game, Thomas Burns, now in England, suffered a very serious injury. In October 1892, playing against Shankhouse, the keeper was injured by a heavy blow. However, he finished the game, though one reporter later blamed him for conceding a late goal, despite his injuries. Afterwards, he returned to his team's headquarters, the Oddfellows Arms Inn in Blyth. Shockingly, he collapsed as a result of the collision and was found to have 3 broken ribs. As a result, Burns was unable to work or play for several weeks, but did eventually return to both his job and the team. However, in January 1893, he again unexpectedly collapsed when at work. The cause was unknown, including whether or not it was connected to his football injury. He was ill for some weeks, often unable to have visitors. But at other times, as a clear indication of his popularity, his teammates kept a vigil with him, taking turns to sit with him at nights. There had been hopes he was going to make a recovery, although it seemed clear he would never function in the same way again. Instead, he sadly died in February 1893. The exact cause was unclear, although newspapers attributed this to a brain fever. His funeral took place on the 23rd of February 1893. Burns was buried in the Catholic cemetery at Cowpin in Blyth. 200 people attended, including the player's father and brother, along with his teammates and work colleagues. Indeed, so significant was his burial that many local shops closed for the day too. The possible connection between Burns' on-field injury and his death is a reminder of the dangers once involved in football. Injury and even death were not unknown in games in this era. One newspaper used to publish an annual Butcher's Bill detailing tragedies over the past year. This report suggested that in the 1891-92 season alone, there had been 14 fatal and 111 non-fatal footballing accidents across Britain. Examples included William Wallace, an Aberdeen player who died in November 1892, after a match injury. Also, in 1889, William Cropper died after colliding with Grimsby's Dan Doyle, who later became a Celtic legend. And for the boys, there is obviously another sad goalkeeping story, that of John Thompson, who died during a Rangers game in the 1930s. Of course, no one is suggesting that the first Thomas Burns to play for Celtic is a huge figure in club history. However, like all Celts, he deserves a small remembrance, not least given what his story teaches us about football's early dangers. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also take part in a free Celtic History walking tour. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more information.